Welcome back to another edition of Every Step of the Way Bible Study Discussion Group. A little more information about us. We're more of a discussion forum, a group of brothers that get together every Tuesday and talk about the gospel, share the gospel, share scriptures, and we tie it in with real life situations and try to make it plain and hopefully everybody can relate to it and we try to just bounce things off each other and make it make sense to the average man or even a seasoned person in the word. So hopefully you enjoy it.
It's the group discussion everyone wants more of. The type of conversation people want to be a part of. We share the gospel, scriptures, and we talk real life situations. You've heard us and followed us on Facebook Live. Now you can watch us right here on the Vision Live Network. The wait is over. It's now time for the Hour of Truth. Welcome to the Every Step of the Way Bible Discussion Podcast. The real starts now.
That issue. I mean, that question.
Good job, John. Teddy Bear, you got something on that?
Hey, I had a gentleman gave me something in 2000. It was 20 years ago, and I still got it. It's a 365 Bible. And when I first started walking in it, my thing was, I tried to read the whole Bible, and he was like, you can't do that. My mentor told me, he said, you can't do that. So he said, the best thing to do is, the 365 Bible is going to teach you how to read the Bible within a whole year. So my thing would be, man, whoever I'm teaching is, don't try to read the whole Bible in a whole day, a whole month, a whole 6 months. Take the time, understand it. Take down notes. The guy gave me this book about 10 years ago, no, about, excuse me, 20 years ago, and this book right here. So I got two different versions, and I still relate. I still go back to both of them. And even if I get done reading them, like my first year I got done reading both of them, I go back and I read them again.
Right.
So I'm actually in the process of reading them again 21 years later. I'm back in the process of reading them again.
Right, man. That's awesome, man. Good job, there, Brother Jerome.
Well, you know, y'all know I'm different. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna sit the person down and tell them all the mistakes that I made, how I went wrong. I'm still a baby in Christ after 20 years because I've been up and down with this thing so long. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have a mentor. But I will tell him this. I will tell him this. Have a made-up mind. Don't straddle the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Don't act like you want to be about God until you get in an uncomfortable situation. Then you go right back to what you was doing. I'm going to tell him all the things that I wish I would have done differently. And the number one thing was, when I committed to God, I should have been committed to God all the way and not half-stepping with it, either be about it or not.
Right.
So you have to be real with people sometimes. Say, hey, are you serious about serving God? Because it ain't something for the meek. You know, you got to get serious with it. Don't be like Jerome, you know, start reading the Bible, acting like you want to be about God. And then, you know, I'm just still doing the same old stuff. And I think that's what caused me so many troubles and backsliding and falling short over the years, because I wanted it, but I wasn't totally committed. And I think in order to serve God, you got to be committed first. And then all of a sudden, about 2 years ago, Todd and I started talking about the Bible every day, reading the Bible together. And then that's when you guys are right. So whoever listening, you guys are right about having that mentor, somebody to bounce the word off of and study the word where you're not ashamed to talk about the word of God.
Right.
I spent years because I was ashamed to talk about the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
I was such a bad guy that I wanted to keep that image, and I didn't want people to know it, man. I'm trying to serve God. So I think any new person coming into life, man, they got to know that they're ready for this walk. And they got to be serious about the walk, and they got to have a made-up mind. That's just my opinion.
Oh, that's a great answer. Great response, Dave. Great response. Brother Glenn, you went already?
Yeah, I went first.
Brother Dakota, the question is, what are some ways or what are some things we could gear and Chef to help share to help someone that may be at the beginning stages or curious about the word and making the word easier to learn, or anything we could do to share that makes it easier to get the process started.
Mm-hmm. Man, I would lastly, I caught in, first of all, praise the Lord and good evening to you, brother.
Praise the Lord, brother. How you doing, brother?
And I was just trying to figure out what I was hearing about babes in Christ, and I was listening to what you would say. If you would, I guess they must be talking about babe in Christ and whatnot. I was thinking about my story, about how I was, but that if you come across somebody, if I were to come across somebody, man, the answers that y'all gave tonight was pretty much some of the stuff that I would do, especially like what Brother Jerome was saying and Elder Price was saying, how you just telling about how good Price is. But first of all, I think I was hit by King James. I've heard people say that it's too hard. They can't understand it because we don't talk like that and different things. And like I said, it's so many different versions of the Bible. I'd be like what our brother Josh was talking about earlier, how he would get online. But see, even back then, before everybody was getting online and all of that, I was telling people about different Bibles that speak regular English like how we do. I don't want people to be in Christ or just be a babe in Christ and say, well, I don't understand the Bible and all of that because we don't talk like that. You have to let them know. I'll let them know there's other versions of the Bible, there's English-speaking Bibles that talk the same way we do. There's English Standard Version Bible. That's the study Bible. Also, it says ESV, study Bible. I recommend a study Bible to anybody because it breaks things down. But I would also tell them about my testimony and different things. But like I said, like Brother Jerome, there's so many stories like what the brother was talking about, to like coming in and out, and that's understandable and whatnot. But like you said, this is not a play thing. And I will let them know, first of all, congratulate, love them, hug them, because you made the best decision that you can possibly make. Welcome to joining the right side, the light side, amen, and getting away from the dark side, amen. And I will tell them about now, it's just going forward, staying hungry. It's just one day at a time. Don't worry about if you haven't stopped drinking yet. Don't worry about if you haven't stopped cussing yet. If you haven't stopped lusting yet, that's going to come with time. Because some people, that bothers them because they feel they haven't stopped that stuff yet. They feel that they're not worthy, and you got to let them know that comes with time. And just like what Brother Jerome was saying, you got to let them know, I didn't stop that stuff either. When I first got saved, I was selling bootleg tapes and CDs and all of that type of stuff. And that's against the law and whatnot until later on when I stopped all of that. So whatever you're doing, you got to chip away at it like a hammer and a nail, man. And you got to keep chipping away every day, that little pieces, ask God to take the taste out of alcohol out your mouth. Ask God about the lust, because I've heard brothers say, man, if I get saved, I can't look at women no more? And I tell the brother, I said, brother, I see them same round booties and breasts that you see every day. I see the same thing. The difference is I don't stare at it. It couldn't sit, because if I stare at it too long, I know where my thought process is going to go. And I let them know, first of all, women are beautiful creatures, brother. They were put here for us to look at and admire and adore and whatnot. But it's a certain way you have to do that, especially when you're dealing with men, because I've heard that question before. I got to stop looking at women. I say, we can't walk around with blindfolds on and whatnot. So I tell brothers that way. I try to encourage them the best that I can. It's one day at a time. You're not going to stop doing what you're doing right now. It's all going to come with time. Don't worry about it. We all make mistakes. We are imperfect people serving a perfect God. And I tell people all the time and whatnot, don't worry about your mistakes. That's what he died on the cross for. That's what he shed his blood for. He know you're going to make some mistakes. But once you make the mistakes, try not to make them again. And just keep encouraging the brother. And if before I sign off, always make sure that you're available. Let the brother or whomever know that they can call on you at any time. You got any questions about anything, call me at any time, brother. Because like I said, we should always make ourselves available and let them know you're not going to find the perfect church. And whatnot, I said, if you find the perfect church, let me know so I can leave mine and go to that one and whatnot. Because you're not going to find a perfect church. Right. Like I said, we're imperfect people serving a perfect God. You're not going to find a perfect church. So you all that running around, that's no. So I tell them things, stay where you at. As long as you get some good teaching and some good learning, stay there. And I always encourage people, if your church has Sunday school, go to Sunday school, go to Bible study, That's where you get your learning from. If you're not working during those hours or whatever the case may be, just don't stay home on Wednesday or Tuesday night, whatever night your church has Bible study. Go to Bible study so you can raise your hand, ask questions, go to Sunday school, make that sacrifice and get up early. Just don't go to the 11 o'clock service. If Sunday school is at 9 o'clock, whatever, you need to be there.
Right.
You need to be there so you can learn, and that's not that way you can, because you can't stop the preacher while he's up there asking, while he's up there preaching. Can't be asking questions. Bible study, Sunday school. I highly encourage that for babes in Christ. Amen.
Good job, brother. Good job. Jonathan, you went, right? Okay.
Hey, Tom.
You had something, brother?
Yeah. One thing, too, you're going to need to encourage them also is that once they start on this road, they're going to have family turn against them. They're going to have friends turn against them.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have people that they love turn against them because they decide to change from the lifestyle they used to living. They're going to have lies told on them. You're going to have to encourage. Don't let them think that just go be a cakewalk because that's you right. Got God on the side now. Because what's the saying? If it were easy, everybody would.
I'll be doing it.
Amen.
You got to make sure you encourage them and let them know that this lifestyle isn't for everybody, but you can do it. You got to let them know you believe in them, but Christ believe in them more.
Good job. All great, great responses. And so for me, I know for me, as I started to get understanding of the word, I got comfortable with the word, then my mentor and the group of men that I was studying with, they always talked about the Holy Spirit. And so now that was something else. That was something else that I'm like, whoa, I don't have no. So my third question is, how has your understanding of the Holy Spirit's roles changed throughout your walk?
For me, I'm learning. He's revealing himself more and more to me as I grow. Because when I first heard about the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, my first reference was somebody shouting or bouncing all around in the church.
Mm-hmm.
But through people helping me, other believers helping me and showing me in all my journey, God has showed me or revealed to me that the Holy Ghost is the third person in, and he is a person. He's not there to make me shout. Now, don't get me wrong. He's not there to make me run. That's just my reaction to him. He is a person that helps me whenever I'm listening to him to walk out this journey, and every issue that I have, I'm listening, and through his word, he can help me through it. He is God within me. That same spirit that raised up Christ from the dead, which was the Holy Ghost, dwells within the inside of me. And the more I learn about him and the more he reveals himself to me, the more I begin to look like Christ. And this is a journey. If you would have told me 20 years ago I remember some people were talking about speaking in tongues. And I said, I'd like to try that. Yeah. But I didn't know anything, and I picked up a book, Eden, and I took the book and slammed it up against the wall. I said, nah, that mess ain't for me. I ain't got that. I'm not about that. But yet, my response was, out of ignorance, I really didn't know who he was and what he brings to me as a believer and as a son of Christ. And it's more, it's just about that personal relationship, that personal, he is your personal comforter. He is your personal teacher. He is your personal friend. He is your personal friend. When everybody else leave you or forsake you, he's always there. And whenever you do look at those round bread, he's my teacher. And that's the part that's exciting to me. I can share who he is to other people. Because I remember when I was in the world, if I came up on some good liquor, I was the first one. I shared it. I wasn't drinking by myself. I'm going to share it because this stuff is good. And if I ran up on some good cocaine, oh, man, let's share. You don't get it. This is some good stuff. But yet now I ran up on the Holy Ghost, the truth.
Amen.
When I ran up on the truth, now I'm able to share who the truth is. And I can get intoxicated with the truth and yet don't have no hangover.
Amen.
Good job, Good job, brother. Good job. Somebody else want to jump in there? I'm not going to go around to everybody, but anybody want to jump in there? Good job, brother Sean.
I think for me, I didn't know what the Holy Spirit could do for me. I had no clue. Like, I'd heard about it, but I didn't know until getting on this call and listening to you guys talk about it and how he's supposed to cover you and comfort you and everything. And just with me, I told y'all at the beginning of the year that was my, not necessarily New Year's resolution, but something I wanted to get better understanding of, allowing the Holy Spirit to cover me and not trying to do this thing on my own. And I just feel like it's comfort that you, a peace that you won't know unless you know what the Holy Spirit, unless you have the Holy Spirit covering you. Because there's a difference in saying, oh, I ain't worried about this. I know God gonna take care of it. But you're still going back when you get by yourself and thinking like, oh man, I gotta figure out, you know, this bill, or I gotta figure out X, Y, Z. And when you really give it over to the Holy Spirit and let him have it, and just the weightlessness that you get from just believing in him and letting him take care of you, it's just, man, I don't even know how to explain it other than that.
Good job. Anybody else?
You're learning the truth, Josh.
Right, Mr. Charles. You're right.
Truth changing you and changing all of us.
Amen.
Oh, and that's what Jesus speaks about in John. He said, I must go away so the Comforter could come.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes, he will teach you everything that I've told you and bring all things back to your remembrance. And the deeper we dive, the more we get into the word, the stronger his voice becomes in our life. The more he begins to speak where you can hear him. Because see, God says he's a we still voice. He's not overpowering. He's not thundering. He's not going to come and try to make you do anything against your will. However, he's going to present, as Mr. Charles says, the truth to you, because that's what Jesus says he's going to do. The comfort is always in the truth. Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
So the comfort is always in him. When we start relying on the Holy Spirit to teach us those things, it reminds us of Christ and his word and his sacrifice. And when we get all three of those things in our remembrance, his word, his sacrifice, and his teaching, our lives begin to line up in a different manner. And when it begins to line up in a different manner, we begin to flow differently. We begin to act differently. We begin to react differently. Things begin to change in our lives. Things we used to do, we don't do because it's not in line with what we do. Like Dakota said, it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. Some people it does, majority of people it does not. And we can't be discouraged when we fall. The Bible said a righteous man falleth 7 times but gets up again. That means he knows you're going to fall.
Yeah.
He knows you're going to fall. There's nothing that's going to happen in your life that the Holy Spirit is going to bring you remembrance to and let you know that Jesus already told you this is going to happen. But he also told you how to react when it does happen. What you do to get back. After you've fallen, repent, get up, dust yourself off, forgive yourself first, give others next, and then keep on moving. And when you fall again, get back up again. I mean, Jerome says it all the time. You know, he speaks for himself. I speak for myself. When I fall, I had to wear for all to say, okay, God, you know, I was foolish right there. Forgive me. And it helped me forgive myself so I can forgive others. When that Holy Spirit comes into you, you start to live life differently because he's bringing the truth right into your faith. And it's up to you to receive it or reject it. He says, I place before you death and life, But I tell you, choose life and that more abundant. So when the Holy Spirit comes into your life, the more I was with Charles. I thought the Holy Spirit was the reactionary part, speaking in tongues, shouting, jumping, and running around the church. And I didn't want no part of that. But until I came to the knowledge of who he truly was, that his job is to teach me everything Christ said. Yes. And as he teaches me, it's just like being in school. The more knowledge you get, the more understanding you get, it's easier to apply to your own life. And do you see the things change because you're not doing things the same way?
God, man. I don't know about me and Prentice grew up in the same church. And I'm not sure, I can't remember, been a long time ago. But I got saved at 32. I was 32. And so when the guys that was mentoring me, the Holy Spirit, man, was absolutely everything. And they was like, I can be honest, it made me so uncomfortable because it was like the word Holy Spirit and the way that they was using it to me was almost like they were speaking in tongues. I grew up in an AME church. A lot of singing, a lot of hollering, but it wasn't a lot of foundation put in me. And so being that I was 32 years old with a bunch of men that I respected and they consistently using a term that I had no clue about what it was. I had no clue. I could spell it, but I didn't know what it was, what the purpose of any of that. So somebody else jump in here.
Man. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Spirit, amen. And thank God, because like you said, it brings that change about you, because like Apostle Paul said, there's no good thing in this flesh. And whatever you feed is going to grow. Either you go feed your spirit, man, or you go feed your flesh. Now, which one is it going to be? Because like I said, in what, Galatians 5:22, when it starts to name all the things about our walk in the spirit, that we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. If somebody invites you to a strip club, it's not the fact, and you know good and well that you're not supposed to be there. Who you think that is telling you that you need to go or whatnot? First of all, whether you agree to go there or not, let's say if you're a babe in Christ or whatever the case may be. Your flesh wants to be there, number one. Mm-hmm. Your flesh wants to be there, especially if that's what you used to do. But if something telling you that this is not right, you shouldn't be here, that's not what you think that is. That's the Holy Spirit that's dealing with you. It's not something told me or something told me or whatever the case may be. If something is not right, if it's against God and you know it's not right, that's the Holy Spirit that's dealing with you about that thing. And because your flesh don't want to do nothing contrary. I mean, your flesh just wants to do the total opposite. And that's what the word says. That's why it says we got to walk in the spirit. I thank God for it. With social media, when they were saying the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit just doesn't mean running, jumping, and shouting. It also means shut up and apologize. That's the Holy Spirit also.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you got the Holy Spirit, you'll do that and whatnot. Because I say flesh don't want to shut up. Flesh don't want to apologize. Because just like we've all, like I said, we all get mad. We all fall short and come short of the glory. We all, like the word said. But thank God for the Spirit, because if it wasn't for the Spirit, where would we be right now? And whatnot. There you go. Exactly. Where would we be? Mm-hmm. And right, if it wasn't for the Spirit, thank God that the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us. And that's what I'm saying, because like I said, I thank God for him. I thank God that he left his comforter, like the man of God said behind and whatnot, that we can lead in God and whatnot. So I give, man, where would we be? I know where I would be. My wife is not here tonight. She's at work all night tonight. You know what? My flesh wants to go out tonight. You know, we're in a judgment-free zone, correct? See, my flesh wants to go out tonight. My flesh wants to go out and get a $10 trick like I used to back in the day and whatnot. But see, the Holy Spirit, that's what keeps my behind here, because I ain't got no business doing that mess and whatnot. And I thank God for that. The Holy Spirit wants me to go out, will keep me from going out getting that pile of Mad Dog that I used to get. My flesh wants to go get a bottle right now. But thank God for the Holy Spirit that overrides that. That's why I said, continue to feed your spirit, man, in that word and in your prayer life, that your spirit can get stronger and stronger, because whatever you feed is going to grow now. And that's just the bottom line. The more you stay out of this word, the more you go act up in the flesh. You've got to stay in this word to keep that spirit, man, strong. And thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hey, amen. Good job, brother. Anybody else want to tackle that? About to wind down in a few minutes.
It's funny. Dakota said that because I was out there working on that bike. That's why I'm sniffling now because I was out in that cold. Well, I was out there working on that bike, and I was like, you know, it can survive one night. I can miss one night. I'm good. But then I realized where I'm about to go and the environment I'm going to be in. I'm like, why in the world would I even attempt to go without being in the place where I can come, commune in the word, get the word, give me something to feed off of as I take my journey. While I'm riding that motorcycle, 6.5 hours to ride for the next 5 days around, that I would neglect the Holy Spirit the whole time. Like, my friends are like, you got a lot to do. You know, you leave it at 6 o'clock in the morning, you got a lot to do, you got to do this, you got to do that. And my spirit was like, you need to get in there, get on the call, because if you miss this call, you may miss the opportunity that God needs for you to have, because you're going on a journey that's not promised that you may go make it back from. And right. So you got to make sure if the last thing you do was to be in the word of God. And so if it had not been for the unction of the Holy Spirit, I would have still been out there in that cool working on that motorcycle. Nothing wrong with it. I'm just shining it up like it needs to be shined anymore. But I thank God, like Dakota said, that the old me would have just brushed it off. I'd be all right. I'm good. I know the word. I got word in me. I'm going to ride, listen to gospel music. I'm good. But it ain't like this environment where you can come and say, okay, this is what I'm dealing with. This is how I want to approach and be real one to another. Because I said every Tuesday, without this, I don't know what I'd do. Mm. And I wear a collar. And I still have bad days.
Amen.
Good job. Anybody else?
I'm just going to go to Jeremiah 31, where God, everybody know the Bible, because God started a new covenant. He says, I will place my word upon you, in your mind and on your heart. And then when Jesus died, he said, I'm going to send you a comforter, and he will bring back to your attention all things, because God had already put the word in your mind and on your hearts. And then when Jesus sent the comforter, the Holy Spirit, then he reminded you of all these things that Jesus had already done. That's what I think about. See, we know that we need people to socialize with, but my true teacher for me has been God, has been my spirit. I study the word and I pray to God that his spirit would teach me all things. That's what his word said. He said in his word that the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. Mm. And sometimes it scared me, because that's what I pray for. And that's why I hate to get in debates with everybody, because I know that I'm praying about understanding this word. I think we have to pray that God would give us an understanding of his word. But everybody's not going to be on the same level at the same time and the same understanding. So sometimes you got to know when to back off. You know, you just got to say, okay. And then you got to ask God to give them what you see. That's through that spirit. Let God show them what he's shown you. And you just say, okay, you know, God show it to you. And eventually God does show it to you. But you got to study to show yourself approved. And that's through spirit. That's all I got.
Amen.
I know for me, man, early, and it might be the same way, but for me, once I got the understanding of the Holy Spirit, it led me to an understanding of what conviction was, and it kept me from doing damage, like from making a muck of everything around me. Because as I was growing, I didn't stop doing stupid stuff. I kept doing stupid stuff, but through the Holy Spirit, I started getting convicted. I never had conviction until I got the understanding of what the Holy Spirit meant to me. And so I just wanted to do that, because that conviction part was huge for me, because I knew in the flesh I'm going to be buck wild if I get upset. But if I calm down a little bit, the Holy Spirit is going to automatically lead me to conviction. Hey, you got to quit doing that. You got to quit doing that. So that's, I wanted to just share that. Anybody got anything else when we do our takeaways? Been a good night. Nobody want to add anything else? Okay. Brother George.
Oh, man, I just want to take away tonight that once again, I just feel like, Glenn, this is so powerful and so compelling, how God does us through the anointing of his Holy Spirit, that, man, you know, I can come up, you know, with excuses sometimes for stuff I got to do,
but it convicts me and brings me right back to this place. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me, that God has done to me in my life, to be with a group of men that love God and show that they love God, right, and that they are about what Christ is all about. And yes, we do know that our spirit is willing, but our flesh do get weak. But thank God for the Holy Spirit, you know. And that's all I got to say on the night. God bless y'all all.
Good job, brother. God, I love you, man. Brother Tom.
Love you, too.
You said me, Todd?
Yes.
I just know that in this group, we love each other and we keep it real with each other. And I saw that tonight. We just keep it real with each other, and that's going to help all of us grow. Amen. So, one thing I got to say is I thank God for y'all, and may God continue to bless y'all daily, because y'all give me the strength every day.
Good job, brother John. Love you, man. Brother Prince.
Hey, I don't know who's struggling with going to the strip club, but somebody needs to stay out of it, because it don't pop.
What was the takeaway from the night? Look like you got someone going. Hey,
somebody going to Daytona. Somebody going to Daytona.
Now look, it's two different people that was not on the call at the same time.
Amen.
But on the real, and that is real too. But you know, it's another Tuesday night, man, and just the takeaway is, if you're going where you think God is seeing you, go and act like God.
Right.
That's what he wants you. You are going to be a light. You're not going to blend in with the crowd.
Right.
You're not going. You should stand out as a bright light to this world. That's what Christ does inside of you. That's what the Holy Spirit teaches you on the inside of you. That you are not of this world. You shouldn't act like this of this world wherever you go. You should be different. Because that's how you're going to reach others. That's how you're going to teach others that they are drawn to that light. Because if you're acting like everybody else, there's no reason for them to be drawn to you. There's no reason for them to come and talk to you about Christ. Because all they see is themselves. They don't see nothing different. So, appreciate you guys.
Amen.
God, Brother Prince. Love you, man. Brother Dakota.
Amen. Once again, God bless you, brothers, and love each and every last one of you. And once again, that was the little bit of time that I got on for tonight that I heard, amen, an awesome subject and something that desperately needed to be discussed, amen, about the Holy Spirit and dealing with newborn babes in Christ. Amen. God bless you for that. Continue to keep up the good work, and may God, I enjoyed it thoroughly. Amen. And what God may order each and everybody's steps on over here for you guys. God bless each and every last one of you. May God continue to use you, and look forward to seeing our brothers on this team. Amen.
Man, amen. Good job, brother. Love you, man. Love you. Dirty Bird.
Hey, I ain't got much to say tonight, but I just want to tell everybody, man, thank you for texts, your phone calls, your prayers. All last week, those who don't know, last week was one of those weeks, man. I had 4 deaths in the family.
Jesus.
And coming back, I think I mentioned it to Rick I talked to Rick Sunday on the way coming back from the last funeral on Saturday. I get a phone call. My cousin whose birthday was on Wednesday, who I just had a conversation with on Wednesday, he passed away on this past Saturday. So it never stopped, but I keep my faith, man, and keep it going. So I just want to tell y'all, man, thanks for the phone call, the text, the prayers. And I know when I need to talk, I'll tell you one person I know I can always call, Brother Rick. I got Rick on speed dial now. I think Rick is, number 3 on my speed dial now. I got wife number 1, dad number 2, Rick number 3. I just hit 3 automatic dial Rick number.
Amen.
That's all right. That's all right right there. Good job.
Something about that. This gentleman that keep coming late every Tuesday, you need to take care of that, Brother Todd. And the comforter that the Lord left us is just that. He said he'd teach us all things, not some, all things. And the Bible speaks so much about love. There's no greater love than a man lay down his life for his friend. To love God is to know him. Man, if the way you brothers express yourself, like the young fella said about tonight, he needed it. They wouldn't turn their back on a Tuesday night. Growing in God, expressing yourself, teaching new babes in Christ, that's what we're here for. That's what we've been called to do. He told Peter, when you be converted, you reach back. Reach back. Never leave nobody behind. Reach back and teach your brothers and sisters. That's what we're here for. And this group here is so powerful, man. I love it. I'm not going to be long. I didn't say much tonight because I was eating it all in that you brothers, you know, you care about the Lord and he cares about you and he's going to continue to teach each and every one of us to grow strong and strong in him. Brother Glenn, you be safe. And I love you brothers.
Amen. Yeah, I love you too, Brother Rob. Brother Rick.
Yeah, man. I really don't have no words for tonight. I'm just soaking it in right now, man. So y'all go ahead.
God bless you, brother.
Amen. Amen. Hey, good job. Sometimes we ain't got to speak all the time. The spirit moves. Sometimes we got to be quiet.
Amen.
I talk too much a lot. The spirit telling that, shut up. You talk too much. Anyway, love you, Rick. Brother Charles.
I love you guys. Like we talked about one before, you know, it's kind of fun. And you love it. But yeah. Through Christ, the love of Christ, I'm supposed to share that love with my brothers in Christ. And I thank God for that tonight. As I love you, I really do. And since we've been talking about the Holy Ghost, I want to speak this truth over you guys, over my brethren tonight. And this, all I have to say is, and this truth is from Ephesians, the first chapter, starting at verse 17, you know, how we've been talking about the Holy Ghost. And my prayer is, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, would give unto us the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of him, that our eyes, Lord, this group, our understanding would be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of your calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, and what is the exceeding grace of his power to each and every one of us that believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead, set on right hand in heavenly place. Father, I thank you for, above all, when you raised up Christ from the dead, for above all principalities, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also that which to come, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And that's the Holy Ghost will say, that's where we are in him. And that's a truth. Holy Ghost. And I love y'all. Thank you, guys.
Great word. Great word. Love you too, Brother Tom. Brother Josh.
I don't have much tonight. I think for me, it's just kind of words have just been echoed from different stuff that everybody said, and it's just persistence and consistency, and just, you know, persistence to stay in the word and consistency to continue learning words. And that's all I got tonight. I love y'all. Y'all have a good one. And Glenn, you be safe on your trip to Daytona.
Amen, brother.
Good job, man. I love you, man. Brother Jerome.
And I just want to thank you guys. I'm learning so much. My number one takeaway tonight is how God is just, all of us is, you know, we're learning the word of God, and but we all see it differently. We're growing, but sometimes we grow at different rates. And I can appreciate that, because that's all still God's word and his message that we're going to, he giving it to us at different times, what you need for you. And to be honest with you, Todd, on your first question, I don't really think you need to ask anybody for their opinion. I think you need to talk to God.
Oh, I have?
I think anything we need to do is just between you and God. Whatever God tell you, that's what you do. And then you don't worry about what everybody else thinks, to be honest with you. Right. That's how I live my life.
Right.
You know, because I know that I've been judged so much throughout my life based off of what other people think. I can't live like that no more. In my life now, you know, whether I'm a Christian or not, my walk with God is between me and God. My relationship is just me and God. And no matter what any man thinks, nobody know me the way God know me. He made me, he know me, he directs me. And that's what I'm going to live with. Amen.
Man, amen. Good job, Brother Jay. Love you, man, love you. Let me apologize from earlier. I was a little geeked up. Most of you guys who really know me shouldn't be shocked, but my perspective, my relationship with Christ, I'm good with that. But my whole basis of that is from a discipleship. It wasn't about me personally. It's the kingdom, the growth of the kingdom is predicated on discipleship. And if we all want to go to Lake Carolina, we got 300 believers over there on Saturday mornings in Lake Carolina who going, Saxon Home goes or whatever. That was the gist of what I was saying. Like, sometimes somebody got to go some places that's not pretty and not comfortable.
Right, right.
I want to apologize because I was geeked up. I felt it. But man, I'm so, man, 2021 been really good for Every Step of the Way, man. Really, really strong. Whole bunch of nuggets. Everybody been bringing it, man. I just want to say, man, I get chills when I think about how much I love this group of guys, the commitment, man, the sacrifice. Glenn put his motorcycle down and got on. You know what I'm saying? It's just the commitment, man. I just love it, man. And I'm so appreciative and grateful for you guys. Love you, man. Brother Glenn, take us home.
Well, brothers, again, man, I mean, the love and the honesty and the ability to share with each other is what holds me from week to week. And I had a rough week. And so my vacation is my brain break. And I'm kind of working on the bike. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I could feel Jerome saying, "What is he doing?" I ain't gonna lie. Jerome's voice came in my head. I said, "Let me get in here and get on the call." And I came in and got on. And I thank God for it, man, because it is my fuel, man. It guides me throughout the week. And there are days I want to go off, and then I remember the conversation we had. I'm not lying to you. I'm still dealing with that subject Rick talked 2 weeks in a row. You know, how to show love when the people you come up against ain't trying to show love to you. How do you handle it? And so, I mean, just the honesty. And then to come in and hear the conversation about the babes in Christ and the Holy Spirit. And know that it's nothing but the Holy Spirit that keeps us here Tuesday after Tuesday. Right. And then he comes in the midst of it and communes with us because our knowledge grows and he speaks of Christ. And our understanding gets opened up and we become closer to him and closer to Christ through him. And I just thank God for always the opportunity to be a sounding board and to learn, because I learn something every week.
So
I just thank God for it. All hearts and minds clear. Anybody got a prayer request?
Yeah, God be with you, Glenn, as you go to Daytona, man.
We want
to
cover you.
Thank you. Well, Father God, it's in the name of Jesus, God, again, you allowed us to come into your presence, Father, and you open up our understanding, our knowledge. God, we thank you that you are always with us whenever we take this journey on Tuesday night, but not on Tuesday night, God, but throughout the life that you allowed us to live. Father, as we just go on in this journey called life, we ask that you continue to order our steps in your word. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And though he fall, he should not be cast off, but the Lord uphold him with his hand, and he delights in his ways. God, we thank you that you delight in us, God, even when we don't look like what you called us to look like.
Amen.
And Father, when we stumble and fall, you loved us enough to allow us to get up and dust ourselves off and ask for forgiveness. And God, we thank you, God, that this mission called life that you put us on, God, that you chose us to be examples to others. And God, let us be true examples, God, through every part of our life. God, we thank you that we're transparent with you and with each other, God. And we continue, Father, to go on this journey every step of the way. We ask, God, that you continue, God, just to be more of who you are, God. Yes. Father, yes. We thank you right now that we ask for traveling mercies to various destinations. God, even as I grab myself to get on this motorcycle and travel for 6 hours, I ask that you put those angels around me, God, and around those that I travel with, Father.
Yes.
Not only me, but God, but everyone that is out on those two wheels, God, get them traveling mercies to and from their various destinations. And God, we thank you that you open up the windows of opportunity, God, to get rest and free our mind through you. God, we thank you for everything you do. It's in the master's name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God just put something in my heart to pray special. God, we thank you for these men and women of God that you've chosen as your vessel. God, as we go through this journey, trying to help others open up their understanding, God, as you speak into their hearts what they must say unto your people, God, give them the truth of who you are, that they can reflect that to the congregation.
Yes.
God, so many pastors right now that I know, God, are turning and walking away from the church because the life has gotten hard and they're ready to give up. And Father, Jesus, we thank you that those that have chosen to stay with you, that you will increase their faith even more. Give them the strength that they stand in the need of right now. God, we call on every pastor represented here, God, and every man whose pastor is represented here. We ask, God, that you increase them, God. Give them that strength that they need. Walk with them, God, as they go to teach your people. And those even that have walked away, God, renew their strength. Strengthen them. They will turn and come back to the path that you placed them on. We thank you for all you're about to do. It's in the master's name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Take care, brother.
God bless y'all, brother. I'll see y'all next Tuesday night.
Nice teaching next week.